Wir machen, worauf wir Bock haben.
Wir haben heute ein bisschen afrikanische Hitze im Studio, denn wir haben Giulio Marichelle aus Mosambik und Larissa Klingler aus Göttingen hier zu Gast. Die beiden sind aus Mosambik hergekommen und sind hier jetzt in Ulm, um Musik zu machen. Das Paar spielt heute Abend auf den Stufen vor der Stadtbibliothek. Das Interview werden wir gleich auf Englisch halten, damit Giulio auch mitreden kann, denn in Mosambik spricht man Portugiesisch oder halt auch Englisch. So, it's great to have you here, especially since you play original Mozambique music, which is not really that common here. And I want to, before asking any more questions, just get a general picture of what's going on here so our listeners can imagine how it looks like here in the studio. You play instruments like mbiras, kalimbas, and cajons. How can our listeners imagine them to be? Just answer, yeah.
¿Quieres comenzar?
Yeah.
So we can say like that the imbiras is like a finger piano. I think that we have like in Germany as well, the finger piano. So it's like a round box where you have some, I don't know how, like metal sticks. They are like made flat and then you just play with them so a nice sound comes out. It's like a hand piano, you can say, yeah. And the cajon, it's like a box. It's from South America. And it's like a percussion instrument.
Okay, thank you. So I looked up pictures of the mbiras and cajons before the interview. And what came to my mind is that they're kind of similar. Are there any substantial differences between them, how you play them, or what sounds they make, how they're used?
Between what? I didn't understand.
Mbiras and cajons.
Imbira is like an instrument, like a piano. You can imagine like a mini piano. And cajon is a percussion. It's like a box where you're sitting down and it's a drum.
Ah, okay, perfect. Thank you. Yeah?
Yes, imbira, it's a part of instrument of lamellophone instrument.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yes, and then cajon, like how Larissa said, it's a percussion instrument which have a bombo and... And what? Up?
I don't know how you say it in English. like three different claps where you can do. You have the bass, you have the bass, the slap, and the high tone on top.
Yes.
And there's like guitar strings or snares inside who make like a sound inside. Mm-hmm. So it's like a mini Schlagzeug drum.
Okay, cool. So do you have like a favorite instrument of the ones we mentioned before, or... And is there any reason for that? Something you particularly enjoy playing, for example?
For me, I play mbira because it's an instrument of which is a part of my identity. You know, when I remember mbira, when I play mbira, what is coming in my mind is only Mozambique. It's when I want to take... For the whole country, for the whole world, because the people know actually piano, guitar, but a few people know mbira. And then I'm a musician, and what I put in my mind is like, okay, I wanna dedicate my time to learning and to play that to show what the beautiful we have in Mozambique.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Larissa, You also play the instruments, right? Or do you just sing?
Yeah, like I do the construction of cajons. So I make cajons. I play. In the moment, I can't play that much because I have a belly between in the box, and so I can't go down that much in the moment. And so I love he's playing the mbira because it just can take you somewhere else because it's not that common sound that we heard. And my favorite instrument is definitely cajon because cajon is made in Peru, comes from Peru. My mom is from Peru, so there is some relationship between me and this instrument. But to hear Mozambique is mbira, it's just beautiful.
Okay, that's great. I mean, it's interesting that you chose this instrument to play, because like in Germany, it's, as we already said in the beginning of the interview, it's not that common. So is it because of your Peruvian heritage that you chose to play, for example, the instruments, or why did you choose it? Why not, Ben and Lee said, like the recorder or something? Is there any reason for that, or was it just fate?
No, like for me, yes, I'd have to do that. My mom comes from Peru, and I was in Peru. I heard the people playing there, and cajon is made from the slaves, so from the African slaves who came to Peru. So there's a lot of rhythm in there, and I just fell in love with them. And then I decided I want to know how to build them, and I started to build some here in Germany. And now I produce in Mozambique. I produce cajons, and there's some magic about it's just a simple box, you know, but you can do so many things with it, and it's beautiful.
It's beautiful how you talk about it. To play it like the violin, you need at least some kind of sensitivity for these drums, for example. To play the drums, you have the ability to multitask. Are there any difficulties, or rather, are there any necessary skills to play these instruments, like the mbira or the cajon?
Okay. For me, I think when I was in the belly of my mom, I have listened so many rhythmics, different rhythmics around. And when I was born, my uncle, he was a musician. So my friends also is musician. One of them is rapper, and another is he played the traditional music, you know. And then I learned with them, and then I have listened so much at home. And then when I grow up, it's like food, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I start to touch the percussion, to play percussion, timbila and bira. Djembe also, and then I have that in my house, and then I have one click, two click, three clicks, and then I learn like that, and then I never feel difficult to learn. Yes, I think it's about.
Yeah, you had have it in the blood.
Yeah. I suppose that's true. So generally, music from Mozambique, does it have any special history, or does it kind of come from some traditions you had, or is it just something that's, well, generally music that people enjoy making? Are there any differences to general traditional music?
Yes. Yes, I think yes, because it's have a big story. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a music of our ancestors. Some of instrumental music which we have was funeral.
It was funeral, yeah, funeral. Yeah.
Funeral. Funeral, yes. Funeral music. Some of them is of to call the spirits. Mm-hmm. Yes. So until actually we have this communication with our ancestral.
Yeah.
Yes, and then the musician is a way to create a bridge, to call them to be with us. And then I think it's have a different, because and the other countries, they have their lining, the story, how they learning, for how or for what they play.
Yeah.
Then we have songs which we play in the timbila. It's like a marimba, but it's not. It's timbila from Inyumbani province. The Mashop ethnicity, they play after Kojaita.
After the, how you say it? The ante.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The ante.
Yeah, the ante. After Kojaita to say thanks for the ancestor, which take care the all plantação.
Of the plants,
yes.
Of the ante, past,
yes.
Of the ante, of
yes. Who gave chuva?
Rain.
Yes, things like that. I think it's so different. We have our feel when we play, but actually we have Festa da Mbira, part of Mbira, it's a kind of festival which different musicians of Mozambique play Mbira to take up this instrument and to make this visible. And then we nowadays we are not play only traditional, the roots,
yep.
But we make music. In Portuguese we say traderna, it's traditional and modern.
Yeah, like a modern twist.
Yes. We play some spiritual music and we joined with some jazz or blues.
Okay.
Can you imagine what's coming when you play the traditional and the spiritual music with some blues or jazz?
Yeah, to be honest, I have goosebumps just thinking about it. it really seems really cool. Yeah, I'm amazed. Yeah. I mean, that's a really beautiful thing.
But I think what's important, sorry to interrupt you, what's important as well is that we should never forget that Mozambique was a colonial country.
Yeah.
So during the colonialism time, they were not allowed to play their traditional music, they were not allowed to play their traditional, allowed to dance the traditional dance. So only in the countryside they still keep that up and they play this music to wake up the other people as well to be part of the revolution. So there's a revolution part about the traditional music and there's tradition about the spirits, ancestors and things like that. And only now the Mbira is going more common and it's goes out of the niche of just be a traditional
instrument.
Yeah. They start to play with it. They start to do to combine the tradition with the modern. So everything is in the beginning and there is something very special about things when they start. They are not still common. So you are like, I don't know how you say it in English, Vorreiter. So there is something special about that time and the moment, I think.
Discovering it on the go, kind of.
Yes, they are discovering their own music and with the influences from the whole world. So we still have to expect a lot of beautiful things coming out of this transition.
Yeah it seems like it. So to move away from the music a bit and to focus on you two, how did you guys find your way to each other? Like, how did you meet?
Do you want to start?
Como nos encontramos?
Okay.
It start with a big pandemia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it start with big pandemia. It was a bad thing for the old world, but I think for us it was very good because it proves.
I don't know what you want to say. It gives birth to.
It gives birth to the two things which I appreciate so much. So nowadays it's very important in my life. Firstly is a Tina Ponta project.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When the coronavirus start, the lockdown, so we start a social project in Ponta do Ouro, the small city where we live. And then this project, it have an objective to educate the children with art, you know, because they stay on the street after the school. The family, the parents, they don't have good conditional to give a better opportunity to start to learning different things about to go to school to learn in mathematics, Portuguese, geography. We start to teach things which they can see, they can develop, they can have a dynamic to things, to think how to present. I think Larissa can give the most subsidy about that, but a part of that, we start to work together in Ponta, and it's where we start to look
to each other,
to look each other, to appreciate how she works, she appreciate how I'm work, and a part of work we start to see like okay, she's not only person who can work, but she's a human, it's beautiful. We can work together. A part of this, Larissa is yoga teacher also,
okay.
And then I'm a traditional dance. I make dance also traditional,
yep.
And we start to organize retreat for that time.
Okay. Okay.
For Corona. So like, yeah, like small yoga retreats, yoga dance retreats. So we work more and more together in more different areas. And when you work together and there is a vibe and you have the same vision.
Yeah.
And and then the rest is story.
Yes, the rest is
love story.
Yes. The rest is a love story, but we have this project which
that project bring us together because it's the love to it's the love for the children that we have there and the love to change something in the society and actually it was a phone call. It was a how do you say that in English? Zufall?
I don't remember it.
It was a big
a coincidence.
Yeah, like that. My godfather wanted to help us to the coronavirus for helping if there's any possibility to have vaccines. How do you say that? Impfung.
Vaccination.
And I said, no, not that much. We need more like culture, something for the kids here because there's nothing happening. So, and then another friend gave me 3 phone numbers and his phone number was the first one. And then it clicked right from the beginning that we will be able to work nicely. And then we just, let's try it. Yeah. And we were lucky that in Ponte Duo, the corona was not that. It doesn't destroy it all our life.
Yeah.
So we had still the niche to do these workshops with the kids, with social distance and masks, but we still could do under the air. We could do these workshops for the kids. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great thing that happened. If you want to, we'll come back to the project a bit later. And I want to ask you if there was a certain moment when you two decided to make music together. Was it like a natural process also through the project?
I think it was a natural process because of the retreats that we did because Julio started to do sound journeys. So our participants were like with eyes closed, lying down, and he had like the different instruments. And there we just started to do it. And every weekend, the Julio's culture... How can I say that? Culture group, because he's a director of a culture group of dancers, traditional dancers and musicians. Every second weekend they were in my house. So from 0 to 100, I had the house full of artists, musicians, dance, everything. And a lot of party as well. So, and then it was like, you can't go out of the music. And like, I there's no way around the music.
The music finds you. Well, I am very happy it happened that way. Would you like to play a piece for us, maybe? Here in the studio?
Yes, we can do like... Lishile salam aleikum, ne?
Lishile salam aleikum. It's like bon dia, good morning. And our community, we still have a habit when we see our neighbors to say good morning... Guten Morgen. I say Guten Morgen to know how they are, if they have a difficult, if they have a sickness, if they have a food, how we can help. And our community still have this habit, and it makes strong our society. Who have help, who don't have.
And then, the countryside.
The
countryside.
Yes. And then... These songs also is talk about the people who live in rural space. So it's people who are strong, who work hard, and the mashamba.
Like the mashamba is the garden, the akka.
Mm-hmm.
So this song is about that the people from the cities, they look a little bit down to the people from the countryside. It's here the same. We still have this when sie von der Alpra kommen oder vom Land, from the countryside, and they speak big Swedish, and then there's like a little bit of and there is it as well. But this song is about that the people from the city forgot where their food are coming from. That actually it's the people from the countryside who are producing the rice, who are producing the potatoes, who are producing the tomatoes. So it's a little bit of about that.
Yeah. Let's listen to it then.
jambo nikola sile yokoli shile jambo nikushawetile yokoli shile jambo nikola sile yokoli shile jambo nikushawetile shoin shiko shale kayo shikona Kupuko tikona Moini majaya lekayo makona Choini shivana na kupuko Lishili salama leko Lishili salama leko Salama leko Lishili salama leko Lishili salama leko Salam aleiko, Java akuri mashikomu wanu waji java zamba na uli chave shikomu waji java hampunga uu chave shikomu waji java zamba na uli chave shikomu waji java lishili salama leko lishili salama leko Salam aleiko, salam aleiko, salam aleiko, salam aleiko.
Dort auf dem Land leben unsere Alten.
Zakuri mashikomu wena wajijava
Das Land den Acker bearbeiten davor hast du Angst
Zambana ulichave shikomu wajijava
Aber Kartoffeln isst du gerne doch vor der Hacke hast du Angst
Hampunga wuchave shikomu wajijava
Den Reis, den isst du gerne, aber vor der Hacke hast du Angst.
Lishili salam aleiko, lishili salam aleiko, lishili salam aleiko, salam aleiko, lishili salam aleiko, lishili salam aleiko, lishili salam aleiko. Salam aleikum.
Well, that was beautiful. Oh wow, I'm still stunned. Before we unfortunately have to part ways again, I know you have a project coming up. You already talked a bit about it before. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about it?
Julia? Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so this project what we talked about, like it was the reason that we start to know each other, and it's like we are the founders of this project, and this project is called China Ponta. China Ponta is a Shangan word, and it's about dancing Ponta, move Ponta. Ponta Douro is the city where we're living, like the small town where we're living, and it's like We are always open for people who would like to help us and who would like to donate us and who can identify themselves as well, that we can educate kids through art, through music, through dance, and so we will play. I can say that we will play tonight. We will play tonight at Kultur auf Stufen at 7:30, and so if you want to listen more about from our country where we are living now in the moment, Mozambique, so you're more than welcome to come there. And if you want to help us as well, so we will have some flyers there so you can read about our project, because yeah, we are depending on any donation that we can get. Yes, like, and it's just beautiful, because when you see the kids, like, it's 1.5 years now that we have a project, and now they can dance traditional dances, and we start to give English classes, and like, my English is not the best, I know it's not perfect, but for that it's more than enough. So then you are standing there and 50 kids around you, and you like blue and everything blue, and it's like my name is, and you melt away, so you know that why are you doing all these sacrifices and why you put so much time in it, because these kids, they are just like sponges, everything what you give them they just suck it in, and yes, so that's China Ponta. Somos nós.
China Ponta, somos nós.
Well, that's a great mission. So thank you so, so much for coming today. Ich schalte wieder um auf Deutsch. Wir haben gehört, wie das bei uns im Studio klingt. Wenn ihr Larissa und Giulio live erleben wollt, dann schaut doch heute Abend um 19.30 Uhr bei Kultur auf Stufen im Freilichtforum der Stadtbibliothek Ulm vorbei. Das heißt, auf den Stufen vor der Stadtbibliothek Ulm. Der Eintritt ist frei. Wir freuen uns auf euch. Sie freuen sich auf euch. Kommt vorbei.
Radio Free FM.
Wow.